Well, taking care of the elderly family members in your life is a huge priority.
Absolutely.
As folks get older, they need more attention. They need more services. And that's where the Hannon Center comes in. And they are the oldest aging service center in the state of Michigan. And Vincent Tilford's the president and CEO and joins us this morning. Vincent, good morning. It's good to talk with you. We have Vincent. Vincent, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Very good. We're well. Talk a little bit about what you guys are doing at the Hannon Center and how you're taking care of some of our beloved family members.
Well, at Hannon, we try to meet our seniors wherever they may be. We believe that the people that we serve, they are the experts on their lives. And so with them sort of in the driver's seat, we try to help them with things they might need, from basic needs all the way up to socialization and, you know, realizing dreams of becoming artists and that kind of thing. And we offer this through a variety of programs. We have social work programs that provide adult day services for people that have a dementia diagnosis. And we also support the caregiver as well, equally. We have lifelong learning classes where people can come and kind of meet people from their tribe, people who are interested in the kinds of things they're interested in learning. So we have ceramics, painting, drawing, theater, just a variety of classes where people can kind of come and sort of develop their talents there. And then we also take resources out into the community. We have a team of people that go to senior apartment buildings. We try to bring occupational therapy services, art classes to them. Again, sort of whatever their need. But we're always trying to either meet anything from basic needs up to, you know, self-actualization, helping people to sort of connect and stay integrated in our community.
Vincent, do you find that many older adults come in kind of thinking they're there to receive help, but they end up contributing just as much back to the community?
Oh, man, absolutely. I could just give you an example from my own personal life, you know, where, you know, my mom moved here to help my wife and I to raise our kids. She was 70 years old when she moved to Detroit to help us with that. I know I was talking to a lady yesterday who has a mom in our adult day program for people with dementia. And she liked the program and what we were doing so much, she stayed on and began volunteering in one of our programs that we call Friendly Caller. So we call older adults who might be isolated or may not have a lot of contact with people, and we call to check on them, see what they need. And she's telling me this story about how she's talking to this woman, and turned out she knew her from very many years ago. So this happens all the time. And that's the one thing we want people to realize, is that older people contribute a lot to our community. We're not just takers, we are givers, and we've actually given things all of our lives. And so we always want to lift that up and support the seniors.
And, you know, we often celebrate youth and productivity and speed in our culture. But how do we shift that narrative to celebrate aging as a stage of growth and contribution?
Well, you know, one of the programs that we do here is called 70 Over 70. And this is where we recognize seniors in seven different categories. We recognize 10 seniors per category, things like art, civic engagement, unsung hero, entrepreneurship, lifelong learning. And we want to showcase that just because you've reached a certain age, your talent, your skills, your potential, things that you're able to contribute, they don't have an expiration date, you know, until we're in the ground, right?
Right.
But until that point, you know, people have a lot to contribute. I remember a guy that was in a wheelchair. He was in his early 90s, and he was one of our top winners in our 70 over 70. And he could hardly feed himself. But what this man was able to do was he researched a case of a guy that had been wrongly convicted of murder and got him exonerated.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yes, seniors bring a whole lot of talents to the table.
And, you know, do you need volunteers? What can people do if they want to help Hannon Center?
Many, many ways. So, number one, we're always looking people for our Friendly Caller program. We'll bring you in. We'll train you for that. We have, as I mentioned, our 70 over 70 program, where we ask people to nominate seniors in these categories that I mentioned earlier. That event's going to take place on October 3rd. And so we're encouraging people that if there's someone over the age of 70 that you know is doing fantastic, great things in a community, they're helping out your family, they're helping out, you know, the city, whatever it might be. If you think they're worthy, write them up. And you can get that on our website at hannon.org. And there's a 70 over 70 tab there that they can click on and put in a nomination there. And then we're always, always looking for donations, right? This is a difficult time. You kind of alluded to it earlier about, you know, how people sort of look at seniors, and nobody wants to get older. And so when you see an older person, it's a reminder that, you know, it's not something that you want to be. And so we don't get the kind of support that, say, puppies and children get, because they're cute and cuddly, right?
Yeah.
But we all have things that we bring to the world, and seniors need that support as well.
Awesome stuff that you guys are doing at the Hannon Center. Vincent Tilford, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. All right, this is not so great news.
Okay.
On a good news Friday.
Good news Friday. Okay, what do you got?
This is from Yahoo Sports 23 minutes ago.
Okay.
Detroit's all-NBA forward Jalen Duren was reportedly, quote, underwhelmed by the team's initial offer in restricted free agency and is planning to explore sign-and-trade scenarios.
Oh.
The gap between the two sides is significant enough that Duren is considering ways to land with another team with a sign-and-trade scene as the preferred route.
That's not good news. We want
to
get that.
Not that it's a done deal, not that he wants out, things like that, but... But that initial initial contract offer was not where he thought
not
it would
where
be.
He thought it should be. Okay,
it is a bit of a bummer.
It is,
but again, nothing's finalized. There's no news on that front.
Yeah,
but that's just in the last couple of minutes, so something to keep an eye on as we get into the weekend.
Well, hopefully, they're still working.
That's exactly right. All right, have yourself a wonderful weekend. All talk coming your way next.